Chelek Aleph al Yisodos Hamitzius. These are the foundations of existence, of reality. Perek Rishon Babori Yisbarach Shemo. The first one deals with the reality of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kol Ish Mi Yisrael. Okay, we'll learn through the first paragraph. We're not going to get past that tonight if we get through it completely, at least. Kol Ish Mi Yisrael. Sora Shiyamin V'yeda Shiyesh Shom Motzi Rishon. Every Jewish person, Ish over here does not mean a man, it means a person, Kol Echad Ve'Echad. I have a different understanding why it says Ish, we'll get to that in a second. But every Jewish person, L'cha'ora, even Goyim have to believe in God. So we'll see in one second why it says Ish Mi'Yisrael. Tzora Shiyamin V'Yeda, he should believe and know. And if you look in the English, it's a mistake. I mean, we'll explain what belief and knowing is. But he, as every Jew, must know and believe. So it's mamash a mistake in the translation, and it makes a big difference. But in any case, so you have to write to Feldheim, and Feldheim, yeah, tell him that they made a mistake. Okay. Shiyei Shom, that there is, it doesn't mean Shom over there. Yei Shom means that there exists, there is. Okay, like it in English. Is, there is, doesn't mean there, somewhere over there. It means there is, the there is really like an extra word. That is, it exists, there is. Okay. Motzi Rishon, a first thing of existence. Kadmon, before everything else. L'chora Rishon means the same thing as Kadmon, we'll see what the difference is. The Nitzri and Eternal. He created, brought into existence, and continues to bring into existence everything that exists. The Hu Eloha Baruch Hu, and that is what we call God. Okay. So now let's go back and be medayik, like he said in every word. If we may not do this in every paragraph, but at least the first one we can do it. Okay. Call Ish Mi Yisrael. So there's another meaning for Ish. Ish can also mean someone important. The Gemara says in Yuma that they used to say to the Kohen Gadol, Ishi Kohen Gadol. So Ish is a title of importance. That every Ish Mi'Yisrael, a person who's fit to be called a Yisrael, an important person in Yisrael, Tzorech Shiyamin has to believe in this. And if you don't believe in this, you're obviously not considered a choshev Yisraeli. You're a Yisrael, because afal pi shechot a Yisrael hu, but lemaisa, what's it called? You're not an ish mi Yisrael. You're not a choshev person. Now, why mi Yisrael? The this sefer, so some say, one of the mafarshim here says that the reason is because this sefer was meant for Jews. Right? It's a book for Jews, for Yisrael. So he's talking to Jews. Others say that these first prakim, the first chelet, has to do with the Yud Gimli Karim of Emunah. Basically all of the foundations of Emunah. And we learned, when we learned the Yud Gimli Karim, I don't know how long ago that was, but it was a long time ago, that one idea of these Yud Gimli Karim, the Rambam says, that anyone who believes in all these 13 things, even though he may sin in other ways, is in Klal Yisrael. And someone who denies any one of the 13 principles already is no longer part of Klal Yisrael. That doesn't mean that he doesn't have the responsibilities of a Jew, but he doesn't have the benefits. So he is a kofer. He's not part of the community of Klal Yisrael. He separates himself from Klal Yisrael. And therefore, since we're talking about the Yud Gimli Karim, so call Ish Mi'Yisrael, if you want to be considered part of Klal Yisrael, then you have to believe in a God and everything that ensues after that. That is another thing that they say. I was thinking also that call Ish Mi'Yisrael, Goyim don't have to believe in God. They're just not allowed to believe in Avodah Zarah. There's no mitzvah for them to believe in God. Automatically they have to believe in God, because if you don't believe in God, you have to believe in something else. Nature, right, or or some kind of ism or whatever, which is basically an Avodah Zarah. So by default, they also have to believe in God, but not because they have a mitzvah saseh to believe in God, because they have a mitzvah lo saseh not to believe in Avodah Zarah. But Jews have a mitzvah, we'll see in one second if there's a mitzvah or not, we have to believe that there's a God. So this applies only to Ish Mi Yisrael. It's another possibility. Okay. Sarich Shiyamim. L'cha'ora, he should have said Chayiv Lahamim. He is Chayiv. He's obligated. Not Sarich that he has to believe. Why say Sarich Shiyamim V'yeda? So this could be dependent, and I saw one of the Mefarshim here also mentioned this idea, that it could be dependent whether there's a mitzvah to believe in God or not, which we'll go into in a second. That doesn't mean that a Jew doesn't have to believe in God, but it's not a mitzvah. It's before a mitzvah. It's a foundation. Right? It's not a chiyuv, you have to believe in God, because there can't be a chiyuv like we'll see in a second. It's tzorich, you have to, it's a foundation before there can be any other mitzvahs. That's one possibility, and we'll discuss that in a second. I saw one of them, the Mefarshim, says that there's tzrichos and chiyuvim. He says, explains like this. A person has to eat. That is a fact of life. And then there can be obligations, when to eat, how to eat, what to eat, or whatever. But eating is a necessity. So too, in a chanami, there may be a mitzvah to believe in God. But even before that, tzorich, a person has a need to believe in a God for his own sake. Right, the belief in God is not just to fulfill a command. That is the need of humankind to believe in a God, to have a connection with a God. The whole purpose of creation was there should be a relationship between a human being and the Rabban. So the Rambam says the whole purpose of creation is that people should recognize the fact that they're created beings. So it's much more than even a foundation or a chiyuv. It's a tzorich. It's a necessity. But I was thinking more, and I saw one of the Mefarshim here says that also, that this depends on the machlokas, whether there's a mitzvah to believe in God or not. The Bahag, the Baal Halachos Gedolos, does not count belief in God as one of Tariq mitzvahs, not one of the 613. And the Ramban explains why not, because it's not possible for this to be a mitzvah. A mitzvah presupposes there's a mitzvah. If you believe in a commander, then the commander can tell you to do such and such. But you can't have a mitzvah without a commander. So if I don't believe in God to begin with, nobody can come and tell me, God said believe in him. Who said? I don't believe him to begin with. If I believe in God, then somebody can come and say, God said keep Shabbos. Okay? I believe in God, and God said to keep Shabbos. But if I don't believe in God, how could God tell me to believe in him if I don't believe in him to begin with? So it's impossible for there to be a mitzvah to believe in God. And if it's already talking about people believe in God, what do you need a mitzvah for? We'll see that not necessarily the case. So the Rambam, though, counts emuna as the first mitzvah of Tariq mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah to believe in God. So the question is, who is that mitzvah to? Who is that mitzvah go to? Okay. So some say the mitzvah is to what's it called, to people who don't believe, but really deep down inside everybody has a human part of their psyche that knows there is a power beyond them that created the world, that is responsible for what goes on or whatever. It's a worldwide thing, right? Every primitive nation, everybody has this feeling. You have to go against it willingly, but it's innate in a person. So why don't people believe in God? Why don't they express that inner innate recognition? Because they don't want to, right? Because they're biased. Because if I believe in God, then inevitably there's a purpose why I'm here, and I have to find out what that purpose is and live accordingly, and the mela, I'm not hefker. But if I don't believe there's any God and everything is just an accident, then an accident is purposeless and I can do whatever I want. So people would rather not be hemmed in by purpose and being told what to do. or having limitations. So they choose not to believe in God. The Rav Shamshon Hirsch says that Emunah Bashem is not the knowledge that there's a God, because innately everybody has that knowledge, but it's the acknowledgement, it's accepting that knowledge and not rejecting it or covering it up or whatever. If that's the case, then you could explain also, call Ish Mi'Israel Tzorich. There's a Tzorich, there is an innate need for a human being to believe in God. Right? It precedes even any mitzvah, because there can't be a mitzvah if there wouldn't be that innate part of a human psyche. So what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is accept, acknowledge that which you have deep within you and don't reject it. That's one way of learning. The other way of learning is, he says over here two things. Shiyamin v'yeda. The truth is, the Rambam says both of these in two different places. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam says that it's a mitzvah l'ha'amin, to believe that there's a God. In Mishnah Torah, he says leida. He says to know that there's a God. So most Mefarshim explain the following. Emunah is by tradition. In other words, why do I believe in God? Because my parents told me they believe in God all the way back to Avraham Avinu or back to Har Sinai, right? And therefore, I receive through tradition a belief in God. That's called belief. But it's not enough just to believe from tradition. But a person leida can mean one of two things. Most of the Mefarshim say leida means that now you should investigate with Chakira and prove that there's a God. All the proofs that there are that there's a God, right? All of the discovery, Eisha Torah things or whatever, right? Harachim. Well, go through that and what's it called and discover for yourself. In fact, it says, that's why it says in Shemona Esrei, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Why don't you say Elokei Avraham? Because you would think that Yitzchak believed because Avraham taught him. But Yitzchak, in addition to believing because his father gave over to him a Masorah, he also investigated for himself. So he got to the Ribbono Shel Olam on his own also. Even he hadn't been the child of Avraham Avinu. And the same thing with Yaakov. So there's a mitzvah, l'ha'amin, right, to believe, and then the yeda, and then to make all of the investigation, the philosophical investigation. That's basically how what the Rambam says. And come to a yediya, also what's it called, yediya Hashem, to know it intellectually, not just to believe it because of Masorah. Yeah?
How would the Rambam not write those words in Masorah?
Oh, 1 second. So somebody says, what I'm going to tell you doesn't fit in with this, but I'll tell you a shot in this, but he says it very nicely. Sefer HaMitzvahs was meant for every simple Jew. So for simple Jews, the mitzvah l'ha'amin, believe because of tradition. Sefer Hamada was written for intellectuals. If you're an intellectual, not every Jew is intellectually capable of learning philosophy and proving there's a God, right? Which, by the way, in parentheses, you can never prove there's a God. You can never prove anything that's a mitzvah in the Torah to believe. Because if you could prove it, then there couldn't be a mitzvah. Because you could deny it, you could reject it, but you can't, right? You can't. If there wouldn't be a way of disproving there's a mitzvah to believe that Tchiyas HaMeisim is mentioned in the Torah, that there's a source in the Torah for Tchiyas HaMeisim. So when the Gemara brings that source, the Gemara right away says there's another way of learning that pasuk. Why to do that? Because if there'd be no other way of learning the pasuk, then there couldn't be a mitzvah to believe that Tchiyas HaMeisim is min haTorah. You could not believe in Tchiyas HaMeisim, but you can't not believe that Tchiyas HaMeisim is in the Torah. It's right there. You can't not believe that Shabbos is mentioned in the Torah. It is. You may not believe in the Torah, you may not believe in Shabbos, but if there'd be a mitzvah to believe that Shabbos is mentioned in the Torah, there couldn't be such a mitzvah, because you have no choice. It is mentioned. It's like 1 + 1 = 2. So therefore, there always has to be another option. And since there's a mitzvah to believe in God, whether it's a mitzvah as one of the 613, whether it's a tzorech, right, something you have to do before the other 613, whatever it is, it's a mitzvah to do it, right? So there couldn't be a mitzvah if you could prove it, because if you could prove it, there couldn't be any free choice. So therefore, there always has to be a way out. In anything that's a mitzvah, there always has to be a way out. Can't be 100%. So nobody can tell you can ever prove in God or prove that the Torah is min hashamayim. What he can do is, if you want to believe, he can give you a tremendous amount of support that helps to support your belief. But he can never prove it 100%. Okay. In any case, so Sorashi Yamin Vieza. So therefore, Sefer HaMitzvahs, which was written basically for every Jew, lav dafka intellectuals, is Yamin. And in Sefer Hamada, where he's speaking to intellectuals, there he speaks the Yeda. That's what this Mefarish says. Yeah?
Well, if I know that there's a Kodesh
Baruch Hu,
then I don't need to believe.
Yes and no. Because you can know what's it called. Let's see one second. It's part of the other answer, why in one place he says one thing and in one place he says the other, and what the two things are. There's another idea of Yamin V'Yeda. Yeda doesn't only mean to know something intellectually, it means to integrate it. Right? Yeda, Yediyah is a chibur, it's a connection. Right? So I can know, I can believe there's a God, okay? But I don't really feel it. It's not part of me. That's what it says, V'yodata hayom v'hashevosa elevavecha. There's more than just knowing there's a God, right? Emunah wise. Now the hashevosa elevavecha, make it part of you. Put it into your heart. Feel it, that there's a God. So that's the v'yeda. Not to philosophically get. However, in the end, all of these things have to come back to emunah pshuta. In other words, I don't believe because I can intellectually prove it. I don't know there's a God because I know him, experience it or whatever. All that is extra. But the basis has to be belief. I believe it because of Masorah. Because if I don't believe it because of Masorah, I only believe it because I feel it, right? Or I intellectually can prove it, then you're opening a can of worms. Because what if I intellectually prove not exactly what the Rav Amram really is, but what I would like to think he is, right? Or I can feel, right? I feel God. I feel godliness, right? A lot of people trying to, they believe in God. What does that mean? You believe in God, right? If you don't believe in the God of the Masorah, then all of your intellectual investigation and all of your good feelings could lead you to Avodah Zarah, because you think that that's what God is.
But isn't the Masorah proof? In other words, you don't have to believe. We know it was handed down Hasina. Hashem appeared. Appearance didn't lie to us.
Yeah, but there have been apikorsim throughout the generations.
Who it's the opposite. You have to make all kinds of tefillos not to believe because you don't want to believe. But proof there is. They have to
But you don't have to think about too much. You don't have to have any of those proofs. My father told me there's a God. I accept it because that's a Masorah. That's a tradition that he got from his father all the way back. And not his father, and not my father, but that generation. This generation of Yidden got it from the past generation or whatever. So it has to be based on Emunah, and then you can amplify it and enhance it with Yediyah by making it real, by feeling it and by investigating it intellectually.
Where does the Emunah come in?
The Emunah then comes in that after all of that, I still believe it because that's the Masorah. Because if I came with my feelings and my knowledge, right, to maybe believe in a different way than the Masorah is. But I proved with my mind, right, a different concept. I think God has a body. And I've proven that with my intellect. I believe in God, but I believe that he's a corporal being. Okay, that's not the Masorah. So I can come to investigation. I feel that God is this old man sitting on a throne. Okay, I feel that God is only good and he doesn't punish anybody and he doesn't really care what goes on. Right, that's my feeling, and that's the God I want to be close to. Not a God who is the demands obedience and discipline. I like the God of love or whatever. There are people like that, right? And they think they believe in God, but that is not the Masorah of what God is. So you can feel and you can prove, but you can't make your emunah dependent on that. Your emunah has to be dependent on Masorah. So therefore, after all of that, you have to come back to the Masorah. Therefore, the Rambam says the ultimate mitzvah is emuna, with all of the yediya, with all of the chakira, right? The highest level is I'm not believing because of my investigation, because of my feelings. I believe because of Masorah. But I start with Masorah, I build on it, and then I return to the Masorah. In the end, it has to return to Masorah. So therefore, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot is telling you the mitzvah is Lahamin. In Sefer Ishtar, he's telling you the mechanics. There he tells you that in order to come to the real emuna of Masorah, you have to have all the investigation and everything. But in the end, the mitzvah is because of Masorah. That doesn't mean you shouldn't investigate or whatever, but you shouldn't make your emunah dependent on your investigation. It should be dependent on emunah, beginning and end. And the other thing is only to bolster it and to enhance it.
How can someone be obligated to live an entire lifestyle if you can't prove it 100%?
What? That is the bechira.
Yeah.
That's what the Rabbanu Shalom said. There's a lot of things you can't prove 100%.
Who says there's a Rabbanu Shalom? Right. You have to have the Hashem says there's Tchias Amesim. So I believe that I know there's a Rabbanu Shalom. Then everything he says, I have to believe it, whether I know, I don't know. But the beginning, which is the Rabbanu Shalom, that's where it all starts from. If that I can't even prove, so I have to.
There's a mitzvah for me to accept that.
But like, there's no. But who's mitzvah me?
What?
Who's mitzvah me? There's no way we're bonus shalom. Who's mitzvah me? From
who? No.
I have to have something.
No, so there's a Masorah.
That's a belief that it goes back and there's nobody thing and it's non-stop. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know. It's not a proof.
Yeah, fine. I know that I was Makabel from a door that was Makabel from the door before all the way back to Har Sinai or all the way back to Avraham Avinu.
But it might not be.
Right? Yeah, fine. I have a mitzvah to choose to believe.
Who's mitzvahing me that? Who's mitzvahing me that?
What?
Who's mitzvahing me that? Hashem. Well, who says?
Yeah, no. That's in the family. So forget about mitzvah. Like the Bahag. It's a foundation. I have to accept that Masorah. That's a foundation.
Right, so you have to say that it's everybody has it clear. It has to be. It's only you have to acknowledge. That's fine. Because if you don't say that, then it doesn't start. If you don't have it for sure inside of you that is a Ribbono Shel Olam for sure, then you can't. Nothing starts. The whole thing doesn't.
No, it starts again because of the Masorah.
But that which is no proof to that. So then I know what am I going to? Who am I listening to?
Yeah, Rami. I am accepting the fact that. Well, I was told is true. That's all.
But that's a belief.
But
believe in nothing. I can't believe it. I want to believe.
Why?
It's not based on anything. It's
based on Masorah.
But that's only you can. I hope it's okay. But what? Maybe you.
But I don't want to accept the Masorah.
And who said the truth?
That's why you have free choice.
But
there could be still a mitzvah, right, to accept the Masorah.
How? Who gave the mitzvah?
That's
herself.
Okay, that's again.
It's circular.
Right.
So what is
the Masorah starts. The Masorah is not the mitzvah, but because there is a Masorah, memela there's a mitzvah. Now that Masorah tells me there is a mitzvah, right? And now that I have a Masorah, that there's a mitzvah, I have a bechira to believe in that or not to believe in that.
That's proof, though. You're saying it's not proof.
It's not proof. 100%.
Then right. Then you don't know.
What? My entire life according to this.
You're right. That's exactly what bechira is. If you'd have to believe, then there's no bechira.
So
if you could prove it,
how can we be expected to bechira in that if there's no proof?
Why is
that is emuna. A person lives his life honoring his parents, thinking his father's his father. You can't prove it 100%. Even today with DNA, but you believe it because that's a Masorah. He was in the house all the time, and
there's no nafkimi. Okay, fine. Right.
There's a nafkimi. Right now, I have a chiyuv of kibud av. Who says my father?
No, but that's for the bonus shalom. Because bonus shalom.
Yeah, but no, but again, but the bonus shalom didn't say he's your father.
No, but say it. But there is a bonus shalom. He says, listen to your father. I have to believe him.
I have to listen to my father. Who says he's my father? Could I prove it?
Because bonus shalom says he goes after chazaka, robil, sachar, abal. That's all a sham.
But that's not a proof.
It's not about, it doesn't have to be approved. What I said, if once there's a mitzvah for sure, there's a God, then whatever he says I gotta do in Gemaranu, I believe, that's called belief. But you have to start with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then I can believe whatever he says,
and then
I'm supposed to trust him.
I can start with a Mesorah that tells me there's a God.
But
the
Mesorah is not full proof.
Why is the Mesorah not
proof?
Hashem appeared in Harsinai.
Okay, prove it.
Yeah, it can't, it's not 100%.
You can't prove, because my father said your father lied to you. You guys don't prove. You can assume it's probably a good chance, but it's not a proof.
Right, it's not 100%.
You can't prove it.
It's not. Proof. But that's why there's a Bechira.
But a Bechira
in the summer.
A Bechira that proves that she was one.
Yeah, you can't, if it could prove it 100%, then you would have no mitzvah of, you have no Bechira.
People could do stupid things.
No, but you have no Bechira to believe it. If there's a mitzvah to believe it, there can't be a mitzvah to believe 1 + 1 = 2. If you can prove it, there can't be a mystery to believe it. It's impossible not to believe it. It's a fact.
It means living it, and what's it called?
Something like that. But
believing means to live it and experience it.
Fine, but belief though means accepting that principle. If it's a principle, it's a fact, I can't accept it.
Why not?
What?
Other rabbis accept it more now.
No, I don't accept it. It's a fact. I don't have any chance of not accepting
it. People can deny reality all the time. People do it.
I can't say 1 + 1 = 2. But I can say it's 2. I don't want to accept the repercussions.
There are people who can.
Was there a Holocaust? Was there a Holocaust?
People again, the same thing. Yeah, but that's because but that's not something you can't prove 100% it was Holocaust either.
Of course you can. There's proof.
No, they have other ways of explaining it. But there's no other way of explaining 1 + 1. It's either it's 2 or 7.
How can you explain that it's 7? 1 + 1 = 7.
You can't explain. It's not. It's a machine.
They can't explain that there's no Holocaust either. They just deny it. And
No. They wrote things that show that it's not true. It's not whatever. There's plenty of proofs per se. But you can't be proof, right, that 1 + 1 = 2. No such thing. It's a mitzvah. Yeah.
Harav, if you take the word emunah, instead of translating it as belief, if you translate it as faithfulness, which goes with the other uses of emunah in other places,
we're going to get to that.
If you take that as faithfulness, and you then what it's asking you to do is to be faithful to the Masorah, which is what the Rav is saying.
Right. When I say the Leda is to make it part of you, but there's many other parts of Emunah. Emunah is not just saying I believe, right? You believe, but what difference does it make to you, right? So Leda can mean to make it real, so you are faithful to what you believe, and you believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam is faithful, and you can have faith in Him, right? Even if He does things that appear to you bad, all of that is included in Emunah, and it should be real to you. That you're willing to sacrifice your life for it. So the mitzvah is not the acceptance of the fact that there's a God. That is either innate, right, or it's a, if you believe it, you believe it, you don't believe it, you don't believe it, and finish. But once you start with that, and that I accept the fact that there's a God, now the mitzvah emunah is to develop it, lahamin v'leda, right? Not only to believe it because I accept it because of whatever soul or whatever, I accept it, but now to amplify it, to be faithful to what I believe, to believe that God is faithful to me, to what's it called, make it that I feel it's real or whatever, and it's part of me or whatever. All those things are the mitzvah of the emunah. It's not just either you believe or you don't believe. It starts with accepting the fact that there's something to believe in. Once I accept that, now I have a mitzvah to amplify it. That's the mitzvah of the emunah. The mitzvah is to start with emunah, where I accept the fact that the Mesorah that I was given is true. Okay? Again, I could reject that too. But I accept it. Once I accept it, the mitzvah now is, now make that acceptance real emunah. That's all.
If someone doesn't accept it, why do they go to Gehenna?
What?
If someone doesn't accept it, why do they... Because not everything
in this world can you prove. So the Ribbono Shel Olam gave you enough information.
Hence.
That if you want to believe it, it's strong belief. If you want to reject it, you can reject it. But Lamaisa, you'll suffer the consequences.
Right?
And since the shibos to believe are much stronger than the ones not to. There's a lot of proofs, but not proof that you can't. There's a lot of proofs. So a person, right, either innately or even if not innately, right, looks around, was going to come to that and has a mesorah. So before you reject it, you have to have proof to reject it too. Right? Why reject it? There's plenty of proofs, right, that say yes. So choose to accept it. If you don't choose to accept it, you'll have the repercussions. That's all.
Yeah. Rav said there can't be a mitzvah if it's something which is provable.
Right. 100%. Right.
I don't see that. Because if it would be provable 100%, it'd still be a mitzvah. As Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha says, you make a mitzvah anyway.
No, a mitzvah means that there's...
Give you star.
No, a mitzvah implies that there's free choice. You have a choice to believe it or to accept it or not. I can reject the Shabbos. I believe there's such a thing as Shabbos. I don't accept it.
Well, you have to have free choice. It could be that you don't have free choice. You have to believe, and yet, and Kodesh Baruch Hu makes a mitzvah in order to be mar b'schar.
Can they call it mitzvah sichlius?
Even there, if the mitzvah is to do something, yeah. But if the mitzvah is to believe that this thing exists, then if you can't possibly not believe it exists, there can't be a mitzvah.
It's a Navi Chayv in mitzvahs.
What?
It's a Navi Chayv in mitzvahs.
Yeah, he also could be a kofer. Why not?
Because Baruch Hu spoke then.
So what? A Navi can do it. A Navi can be a Navi Shet or even if it's a Navi Emes.
No, he can't prove 100% to him that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. How could he be commanded to do anything if he has no free will anymore?
Why doesn't he have free will?
Because, once you have proof that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then there's no mitzvah.
Adam.
He has 100% proof. He spoke then 30,000
times. In Hanami, Moshe Rabbeinu, his free choice was taken away
from him. He had no mitzvahs?
He had mitzvahs to do. He could believe in God and still decide not to keep Shabbos.
Why can't he apply the mitzvah?
The mitzvah didn't have, yeah, in Hanami. You know, mitzvah to know Torah's Min HaShemayim. Because he experienced it.
So did everybody in Har Sinai. Atoh HaReis Al Adas Ki Hashem Hu Elokim. It's been proven to you and been shown to you that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu in Hod Milvado.
Right.
So that means that we didn't have a mitzvah.
People who actually experienced Hashem, they didn't have a mitzvah, the emuna per se. All the other mitzvahs still apply. This the mitzvah. If the mitzvah is to believe in this thing, like I told you, the mitzvah is to believe that Tchias HaMeisim is in the Torah, then if you could prove it, there's no other way of seeing. There can't be a mitzvah. What does it mean? There's a mitzvah to believe that Shabbos is mentioned in the Torah, right? There can't be a mitzvah to do that. It is mentioned in the Torah. You may deny that there's such a thing as Shabbos. You may not want to keep the Shabbos, but you can't deny it's in the Torah. So there's no absolutely no reason for a mitzvah. Right, Shabbos is in the Torah. It's a fact. So if emuna would be, if the mitzvah would be to be mamin that Shabbos is mentioned in the Torah, just like Tchias HaMeisim.
Is there a mitzvah like that?
What? There is no mitzvah like that.
Okay.
I'm saying, but if there would be, there couldn't be a mitzvah. And that's the same thing Tchias HaMeisim in our Torah. According to those that say it's not only a mitzvah to believe in Tchias HaMeisim, but there's a mitzvah to believe that Tchias HaMeisim is mentioned in the Torah. Now, I may not believe in Tchias HaMeisim. I don't believe the whole thing. But I can't deny it's mentioned in the Torah. Look, it says here. If it's saying the thing, there is Tchias HaMeisim. So I couldn't be kofer in that. So I have no free choice. So what kind of a mitzvah is that? Right? I couldn't deny that it's in the Torah. I can deny that there's such a thing as Tchias HaMeisim. I don't believe in Tchias HaMeisim. But I can't deny it's in the Torah. It's there. This is the Torah. There it says that. So therefore, if there is a mitzvah to believe that Tchias HaMeisim is in the Torah, there has to be another way of learning it. Otherwise, it couldn't be a mitzvah.
So why can't we explain that emuna means not just to believe just because, Ella, it means that to bring it into our life. And then
that's the
yidia part. And now that I have a yidia, I'm not being commanded to do something which I can't do because I can't tell me to believe something that I know. So believing means to feel it.
Yeah, in a Hanami it could be.
And that's what it means, though.
Fine, but the beginning of emuna, right, the beginning of emuna, right, has to be something you accept. Because it can't be something that you can prove 100%, because it has to start somewhere. right? If you can prove it 100%, then it's what's it called? The start is not.
That's only if we say mitzvah, like how we're saying it now. But if we say it differently, then it's not an issue.
Mitzvah is not what?
It's not. If we say the mitzvah is not to believe just because I believe, Ella, it's to amplify into our life and whatever.
Right.
So then we're good to go. I know it. And now I'm not being commanded to do something which is impossible to have free will about. Ella, I have free will. I can choose to bring it into...
Meaning that Emunah doesn't even start with the acceptance as a God. That's not part of the mitzvah.
That has to be a gift.
That's a gift.
That's a gift.
That's the mitzvah of the deal. Say the mitzvah to know. Go figure it out. Prove it to yourself. And after you prove it to yourself, go amplify it into your life.
Who told you have to prove it to yourself?
There's no start.
Your timing the whole time.
No.
There's another way that this is explained that maybe you can find it more easier.
Wow.
Two differences from what the Rebbe was saying. One, it is possible to prove that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam. The only thing is, there's always makom litos. It doesn't mean it's not proof. A person who is not being toer.
If there's a makom litos, then you can't prove it 100%. Again, you can prove 1 plus 1 is 2, there's no makom litos. Where's the makom litos when 1 plus 1 is 2?
Somebody who says that has a makom litos. But
again,
there are things.
So that is something that is a fact. If something you can prove, 100% is a fact. A fact, there's no makom litos. You can that's say, I don't want to accept that fact.
Okay, but that's not true. People can, they just like they say by Aristotle, that he didn't want to believe something that was obvious.
He didn't want to accept it.
He didn't want to accept it. But the fact you have to believe. Somebody doesn't
if
want
it's
to
a
accept
fact,
it.
You have to accept
it. It's something that can't be proven that there, just because there's a makom litos doesn't take away the fact that it's not provable. Someone can just not accept the proof.
Again, yeah, fine.
Want to.
Yeah, but that's still not 100%.
Okay, but it's fine.
But over here...
That's what I've been saying the whole time.
But that's not here. 99%.
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Right? But you still have that... That's what they call the leap of faith. There's no way all of the Chachmei Musa Olam also say. There's no way of proving 100% that there's a God. No way. You always have that little bit that you have to now depend on faith. There's a million proofs, but none of them are 100%. Because there's a makom litos. Because there's a makom litos, it's not 100%. It's 99%. There's always that 1% that you have to have a leap of faith, and that leap of faith is your bechira, to believe.
The second thing is, it says over here, yamin v'yeda.
Yeah.
It's explained, they're both two different types of yediyah. That yediyah, yeda is the yediyah in one's mind, and the muna is yediyah in one heart. Is when somebody, the human heart has the ability to recognize something when something is emes. So, you know, certain times it just hits it like, oh yeah, that's right, and it settles more. That type of feeling, that's a muna. It's not an intellectual knowing, but it's one in the heart that knows it.
That is what we're calling now belief. Right, it's not something you know intellectually or you can philosophize about. It's a feeling you have.
Emunah is, I've
been told this, I accept it, not because intellectually I know how to prove it or whatever, I accept it because that's what I've been taught.
I'm saying it's not acceptance. Emunah is not acceptance. Moon is actually knowing, but the type of knowing is not one that comes from.
How do you know something in your heart that you accept it from somebody?
Because a person has ability to recognize something and know. Oh yeah, that is so.
How? Without
because
intellectually.
Because it doesn't have to. It doesn't need an intellectual. That's the question. Will give a person ability to do that. A person can recognize something. Could recognize emes. There's many mekoros for that. I don't remember right or wrong, but the main of course that
you have to know that what's first emes before you can recognize it. You can have a feeling in your heart that that's something that's true, but you have to know first what it is. First it starts with yodata hayom, that's the idea, and then v'hashivosa levavecha. It doesn't go the opposite way. First it says v'yodata. You have to know something first before you can be miyashiv it to your leiv. You can't be miyashiv something leiv you don't know. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, I feel it is. What is it? You first have to know what it is.
So I remember learning, I don't remember who, one of the questions, it says, ask the question of the order here.
Yeah.
But
it's not a question. It's a pircha, right? If it says viodata and then vashivos lovecha, so first you have to know what you're feeling in your heart. So you can't just feel something and I have no idea what you're talking about.
Say yame v'yeda, not yeda v'yame.
Right.
So the answer is no, because it's a question. It's not chronological.
Yeah, but that we're saying is two different things. Yamin means to accept it not because you know it intellectually, but you accept it because of Mesorah. That's what everybody says, right? That's the Yamin. I believe in that Mesorah, and then to take it and amplify the Mesorah, right? Nobody says that you can feel something in your heart and have no idea what you're talking about.
Notice, something can come across. It could be that the catalyst for the Muna might be the Masorah, but it's not just accepting the Masorah. It's to be able to recognize that, yeah, that's them. It's like a click that your person has. So, yeah, oh, yeah, you can't necessarily define it, but it recognizes that that's the emes.
Yeah, fine, but it has to be based on something. There has to be something to start it.
But the Muna's not just starting, acceptance.
Right, once you're starting with a Masorah, so fine, so I know that Masorah is true, whatever it may be, but you're starting with a Masorah. Lahamin has to have some kind of Masorah. I can't just, out of the blue, not know b'chlal what I am, but I have a feeling in my heart that it's the right thing. What is the right thing?
Right, but that's not the Muna, that's just the catalyst for it. Where do you get the idea from? Nechanami, somebody who never heard of the verbal Islam, may not automatically have that Muna.
Right.
But it's when he hears it, it's like, well, you know, that clicks, you know, that makes sense. Not that he can actually logically understand
okay,
it.
Okay, fine. What makes sense? The fact that is, I accept the fact that this Mesorah, what was told to me, is true. How do I know that? Because I have the feeling that it has to be true. Fine. But it starts with the fact that I know that there's a Mesorah. So I wouldn't know that. How in the world would I come to a feeling, well, there must be a God? From what do you know that? From where does it come from? Either you know it intellectually or you know it from something. What?
I'm not saying Mesorah can be a place that it starts. It's not me.
Okay.
It doesn't have to start. It can start from the idea. It doesn't, but whatever it starts from, but the Emunah is not the acceptance. It's not just accepting something. Yeah, okay, I'll go along with it. It's actually it's a recognition in that sentence.
That's called accepting. You're just playing with words. Recognition of something's endless means you accept it. If you don't recognize endless, you don't accept it.
It's a result. It could be many different reasons why someone accepts it.
No, that's what you're saying. If I accept the fact that there's a makor for this, then that's acceptance. Call it what you want. That's called accepting it. If I don't feel it, then I don't accept it. So it all starts with an acceptance of some idea that there's a God. Where did I get that from? So either I could get it from Hakira, right? I didn't know there's a God or not, but I what's it called, investigated, came to the intellectual understanding. That's one way. Another way is I was told there's a God by reliable people who were told there's a God by other reliable people. And I have a feeling that that's right. Right? But if I don't have a Hakira, like, is there a God or not, now I want to go investigate it. Or I hear that there's a God and now I feel that that's emes, right? All of that's called accepting. I accept the yediyah that I got somewhere that there could be a God. That's all.
In the beginning, just changing a little bit. Yeah. In the beginning of this year, the Rav said by going, there's no mitzvah of emunah. Okay, granted. But on the other hand, if a goy doesn't believe in a Ribbono Shel'olam, that's avodah zarah. Why?
Because I should believe in something else. So then, what leaves the world?
Believe in anything?
No. So then, what leaves the world? Haphazard chance.
Yeah.
Nature. So that's an avodah zarah.
Why?
Why? Because I'm making that the creator, the manig, the mashgiach.
No.
I'm substituting that for God.
There's no creator. There's no manig.
There is. There's nature. Nature is guiding the world.
No.
Always was.
It happened.
That's called believing in something.
It didn't happen by anybody.
No, not anybody. It's a force. I believe in a force. Right? The force is called nature. That's what it is.
Well,
yes, it is. I believe
nature created nature. I'm just saying that nature has been here forever and then.
Right. And that is what runs this world.
No,
nature. The powers of nature.
No.
It's just fine, but there are forces of nature. The world runs on something.
It's
Hefker, but fine. But there's a force that runs that Hefker. Not intelligent. It doesn't be an intelligent force. Right, so I believe in the wind god, I believe in this god,
no,
that god.
No.
Right?
So don't call it nature.
No, you can call it anything, whatever you call it. Whatever you call it, it's a force that keeps the world going.
But there's nobody running the world.
It's a bunch of little particles. One's called gravity, I named it that. And one's called wind, I named it that.
That's fine. And those are the things that...
None of them are running
Those are the things that are running the world. And it doesn't have to run it, the kafana.
Well, no,
but those are the things that make the world run. Right? So I believe that there are things that make the world run that are not God. That's a photosaur.
No, I don't believe that they make the world run.
But
I believe that made the world run, that my meteorology reports would determine what the weather is going to be. We know it's not true.
There are other factors. That's no doubt.
What happens if he's agnostic?
He's agnostic, he still believes in something. I believe in the forces of nature. That's all. Right.
I don't believe that they're running.
No, he doesn't know what to believe in.
It's not a question of running. I don't have to dive into them or whatever. I don't have to believe that they're intelligent.
Who said
but
he can't
I
do a vote
no,
What?
Know.
Who said he can't do a vote there's no belief. He doesn't believe in God, but he's not allowed to do a vote. Who said he can't do a vote?
No, so there's no mitzvah for him to believe in God.
Yeah.
But he has a chiyuv to recognize that and not to be over the verse, not what? To attribute to anything
there's
else.
There's no mitzvah, there's no chiyuv.
There's a chiyuv, but it's a chiyuv in the negative, not in the positive.
Why?
That's all.
How can there be a, this goes back to the same question. How can there be a chiyuv if there's no mechayiv?
No. Whatever you're going to say by a Jew applies to a goy too. But by a goy, he's not mechayiv the mitzvah by leaving God.
He just doesn't get right.
He'll just not get an aveira for being over the verse. He won't get an Aveira for being over the Vodazara. But he's not going to get any schar for believing in God. But he has to start with that. That's all. A Jew has a mitzvah to believe in God. He'll get schar for believing.
Since this is an Aveira Vodazara by a Yid, so, and Mimela, he has to believe in Hashem, there's still possible to be a mitzvah.
Right. Yeah. And by a boy, it's not a mitzvah. He's not going to get schar for it. It's a foundation. By a Jew, it's also a foundation. Except by the Jew, except he has to do amplify it. The God doesn't have to amplify it. He has to remain with just that acceptance that there's a God and not to be over the Avodah Zarah. Right? And he doesn't have a chiyuv to accept that. He just has to accept it to the point where he doesn't believe in something else.
That's still a mitzvah.
No, it's not a mitzvah. It's a foundation.
He says, I don't believe in God. So that he says,
so
you
have to.
Fine. Why do I have to? I don't have no mitzvah to.
No, because if you're not going to believe in God and you believe in other forces, you're going to be over your issue.
No, but then nobody commanded.
That's not the time. We're saying that innately he has whatever a Jew has. But it's not a mitzvah for him to believe that. That's all.
You have the kasha according to the Bahag?
Right. A Jew doesn't have a mitzvah either. It's an innate thing to believe. It's a foundation. If I go into his foundation too. But by Jew will get a mitzvah, or the Jew has a mitzvah to amplify it, to develop it. The goy doesn't have any mitzvah to develop that. He just has to make sure that because of that yidiyah that there's a God, he's not over the
mitzvah. Right. So it has to always start that there is.
Yeah, but that's just that has nothing to do with that. That has nothing to do. Right.
There's some kind of innate thing, and therefore, if you don't follow the innate thing, then you're going to be held responsible.
Right.
You have to start with that.
Yeah.
If you don't start with, then nothing doesn't start.
Right. But that innate thing is not necessarily provable.
99%.
Whatever you'll say. There's a 0.1%. That's called makom litos.
Fine.
Right. Okay. Fine. Okay.
To follow 1%.
Okay. We didn't finish this yet, and we didn't get to brachos. Next week we'll start with brachos.